Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm back here to recap episode 10 of The Traitors. We're getting close. I think the finale now is next week. And I'm really excited to be joined today by Big Brother 25 alum, Izzy Glacier. I got it right, I think.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, right? You did. You're perfect. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. I mean, yeah, I'm feeling lots of things after that Traitors episode, but I'm doing really good.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited to break it down with you. Before we do, just like, I haven't spoken to you since Big Brother. Like, how's life? Catch me up. How are you?
Life is good. I mean, I guess I've been saying this, but I just kind of went right back to it. I've been playing a lot of shows and I'm about to be traveling a ton for work. And so, yeah, just like playing my flute, Dizzy Izzy style, and trying to stay up to date on all things reality TV, which is like seemingly a much harder task now somehow after
being I know. I still have to watch Survivor. I haven't even, I'm like so behind. I mean, it just aired, but still, like, I'm usually on top of this stuff.
Behind already, yeah.
Amazing. So how long did it take you to kind of get back into like real life? Was it a couple months? Was it quick, you know?
Well, it's like funny because I think I played my first show like 7 days, like a week, exactly a week after I got evicted or something. Like I played a show like immediately. And it was wild and weird. But ultimately like really good, like actually just like going back and like reminding myself of like how much I love my life and like the people that are in my life and like getting to do the thing. I mean, I missed playing music so much in the house. I was like itching for it. So I think that kind of like was an immediate like snap me back into reality a little bit, but no, I mean, I think a little bit of me like will never be fully adjusted after an experience like that or just like a high like that. So yeah, I mean, I think about it every day, unfortunately still. So,
I mean, it seems like it was forever ago, but it actually wasn't that long ago. So like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So getting into the Traitors, but did you watch the season one when it aired or did you go back and watch?
Yeah. I mean, this was like a funny thing, which I'll tell you, I had watched like maybe the first two episodes and then was like, no, I have to focus on Big Brother. It'll be my treat when I get back from the house. And I knew Suri won, but it was like the one thing that I lied to her about. Like I pretended like I knew, you know, like that I threw the season because I didn't. Yeah. So, but then after I got evicted while the season was still going on, I was like, okay, well now I better watch Traitors. So I finished it then.
That's so funny. I mean, you knew Suri's Survivor game anyway, so it's it would have added much, but like, yeah, for the people that don't know Suri and just know her from the Traitors, like, I don't know, it's so interesting.
I get asked that like all the time, you know, just like about that. And but to me, it's like, if I had watched it before, I think I would have just been even more excited to work with her. I don't know. I just like, I'm so itching to like work with like badass people that are like willing to do the thing, you know? So,
And I see on social media, you guys still hang out. Like you guys are still really close. You, Jared, and Suri.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, our friendship definitely has continued. We've gotten really close after the season. So yeah, it's been really nice.
Love to see it. Yeah. In terms of this cast for the Traitors, who are you familiar with? I know you know Survivor people and Big Brother people. Like, are you a Bravo person or no?
Yeah. I knew, like, Bravo. I used to watch Real Housewives. I'm not so caught up. I didn't know. I knew who Phaedra and Sheree were, you know, before the season, but I didn't know, like, that much about them. I watched The Challenge and stuff, so I'm, you know. Everyone knows now I'm like so in love with CT. Like I'm all about CT. I know Trishelle, you know, I've seen Trishelle and stuff. And I know Peter from, you know, Bachelor Nation.
Okay. So you know everybody pretty
much. I'm in the thick of it. Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
I was excited for it. I have my like thoughts on like all returner seasons for things, but actually I'll put it out there into the universe. I like have this dream that the Traitors franchise will become like The Challenge, but for like non-physical people, you know? Like, wouldn't it be cool to see Suri play again? But like,
yeah,
wouldn't that be like, you know, like, wouldn't it be cool to see Dan play again?
Yeah.
Right? Like, anyway, so I think, anyway, I think it has that potential after this season for sure, because it's been really cool.
Yeah. Well, so before we dive into the episode, Sandra's still in it, and we're definitely going to talk about Sandra, but what about Parv? Like, give me your thoughts on her game.
I mean, it's like, I'm I'm such a Parv stan for sure. And especially, listen, I'll say it, in this queer era, this full queer era of Parv, like, I couldn't stan more. I don't think she played the greatest game. And I will forever attribute some of the fall, or a lot of the fall of the Traitors post Dan to Dan.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I think, like, fair. Yeah, I think some of my, like, reads for Dan as a traitor are the same as Parvati, where I don't think, like, either one of them really came up with, like, their language as a traitor, you know? So yeah. It was kind of obvious, like, that last round table, that last two round tables that Parvati had to, like, speak up for herself. I thought, I was like, oh my God, this is not the final tribal Parvati that we are used to, you know? Yeah. I thought she was kind of stumbling over it. So I miss her, though, I gotta say. Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, like, she had heat on her from the beginning. So, like, she did last longer than maybe I even thought, because, you know, her name was out there, like, very early. So
totally.
I was still happy that she was on my screen, you know, for as long as she was.
Oh my God. Well, I want to see her play again. Like, let's
know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do an All Stars at some point. I mean, yeah, I think we're only on season 2, like, but
yeah, I know. We've got it all figured out.
Yeah. I mean, the show is doing great, which is great, because that means they'll just keep making more of it. So that's all that matters. Okay. So then real quick, the Dan and Janelle of it all, like, any thoughts on that, on how they played?
I mean, listen, I think, like, the thing that I love the most about Janelle is that, like, she's unapologetically Janelle, and she, like, is unapologetically, like, that's how she plays, you know? And so I think she kind of got a raw end of the deal, kind of like Rachel did actually in season 1, like, for different reasons. But I think, like, Rachel kind of got, like, a shit deal on season 1, you know? And I feel that way a little bit about Janelle, but I think Dan kind of just dug his own grave, you know? I mean, I think yeah. It's interesting seeing Dan play with, like, the most sort of, like, complex cast, I think, that he's ever played with, you know, for, like, in a variety of ways. Like, I think, like, yeah, like, a big age spread. It's, like, super diverse. I like lots of strong women in the castle. Like, I think it was interesting seeing some of his old theatrics not really work, you know? It's like, you can't fool the adults, you know? And so I thought that was, he wasn't as adaptable as I was maybe hoping he was going to be in the castle.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally fair. I mean, he's been out of the game for a while too. And I think there's just more and more of these competition shows. And I just think people are savvier than they ever were, you know, back at compared to 2008 or whatever it was.
Yeah. This has a good mix of, like, I think this season has a good mix of, like, stuck in the mud, like, very kind of old school, like, new to this kind of game. And then, like, people that are really thinking at a high level. So,
yeah, this cast is great. I was really, I'm enjoying it.
It is amazing television. Like, yeah. It is incredible TV.
So good. Okay, so as we dive into the episode, yeah. we left on this silly cliffhanger. I mean, people figured it out through, like, screenshots or whatever, that Peter was going to be banished. They didn't flip MJ. And a lot of people are obviously happy that Peter left, because they're like, don't come for Phaedra. What were your thoughts on Peter? I did think the drama kind of faded when he left a little bit, but, like, I don't know. What were your thoughts?
Like, I'm always bored of the, like, playing the right way and, like,
well, yeah, that is,
you know, like, I think he, like, had that sort of, like, cult leader vibe that was, like, he was, yeah, in some ways I love the Bachelor comparisons, because it's like, there is no for the right reasons on the Traitors is to win the Traitors. Like, I don't, you know,
reason is money.
Yeah, like, the reason is to win the money. And so I, like, find that type of, like, logic annoying. So I'm already not, you know, Team Peter in terms of his, like, strategic aesthetic, you know, but.
I love but it, it's true.
It's, like, hard. I actually, like, I talked about this a bit. It's, like, hard to watch the Traitors because, like, in terms of, like, how do you root for people? Because, like, it's like, okay, Trishel has been right for a while, probably the longest, about Phaedra. But, like, I want Phaedra to do better than Trishel. So shut up, you know? So, like, how do you... So it's like, Trishel's doing the right thing, but I'm upset about it because I'm ultimately rooting for Phaedra. So I actually think The Traitors is, like, a complicated show for the fans. Because, like, so that's part of the problem. It's like, yes, I think they... It's been clear, I think, since the, you know, Peter Phaedra, I think it was clear that Phaedra was a traitor at that point, like, 100%. but I'm thrilled to have seen Peter gone, you know, and get Phaedra one more chance. And I think they botched it with the murder. I think she had a way out with the murder and they didn't find it.
Yeah, so, talk to me about that. What do you mean, the murder of John over Trishelle?
Yeah, I think, like, it shouldn't have been between those two. Like, so, I think the biggest confusing hit and the most important thing for those two, like, Kate and Phaedra are amazing in The Turret. I love them together.
Yeah.
Giving their hot takes and their reads and being, like, just incredible, like, letting it all out. But they're, like, not strategists and, like, I think that for them, whittling down the strategists will be really good. They will have a better argument against, you know, people that aren't really strategic. So I think, like, the biggest hit was, I think they should have murdered Sandra. Like, I know that might be controversial, but I think, like, number one was Sandra because, you know, I think CT is, like, the swing person here. I think that Phaedra, by murdering Sandra, my second was maybe MJ, I think would have thrown them off the scent. I think that CT could have been convinced. They talk about that it's a numbers game. They can sacrifice. They actually have two numbers over them. Yeah, if they sacrifice one, they still have the numbers. And it's the last banishment. If you don't murder John or Trishelle, maybe CT is like, holy crap, maybe I was wrong. I've trusted Phaedra for how long or something. Mm. At least there's, like, the opportunity. And she's so good one-on-one, you know, with people. Yeah. So I think, like, I think there was an opportunity there. I think Sandra is in an amazing position to win this whole thing right now, honestly.
I mean, it's her game to lose at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, not that anything's easy, you know, and we all should bite our tongue because everyone said it after Ceri's win also. Like, none of this is easy.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the hard part is that Sandra has really just, like, she hasn't been overtly a faithful like Peter. You know, she hasn't been the Peter pals, like, puke-inducing faithfuls, you know? But she's been, like, participating and, like, in some ways her being loud and wrong against those votes was maybe kind of smart because she seems like not with it or something in the beginning, but actually, like, she's just gained the favor of all the right people. I mean, no one's talking about Sandra, like Kate's pathetic attempt. But I thought Kate should never have defended Phaedra. I thought she should have.
Well, we see Kate is definitely frustrated because I do think, like, Phaedra is amazing at, like, one-on-one, like, we've seen it. I do think, and Kate kind of mentioned, this part of the game, I don't know if she figured out what to do yet. Because you're right, like, there were probably a few plays or things that she could have tried. And I don't know, it's like, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but, like, did she give up? Because I don't know if that's the narrative that people are going to be like, oh, she gave up. Or, you know, it's exhausting lying for that long. But
yeah, I think she wasn't lying about being tired.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's so much, maybe it's like a subconscious give up, but I think maybe she didn't really know what angle. She was so opposed to throwing the target on someone else that wasn't immediately coming at her. Like, so because everyone was coming at her, she didn't have a chance to be like, no, Peter, it's you, you know, or like, no, Dan, it's you, you know, she didn't have that opportunity.
That's kind of what Dan did too. He's like, he didn't say a name. And I feel like she should have been like, well, this didn't work for Dan. I need to just say a name, even if it's wrong. Yeah. Like, obviously it's wrong, but you're right. Like, she didn't, I guess, because everyone was coming at her. She was like, at this point, whatever.
Maybe, like, overwhelmed in that moment. You know, I really felt for her. And and let's not forget, I mean, even though I know we're jumping ahead, she had that really intense conversation with Sheree, like, right before Roundtable. And, like, for those two, I think, like, we can't discredit what that meant. And, like, anyway, I guess, I have thoughts intense. On, like, seeing, like, MJ and Sheree and Phaedra, maybe, like, we watch them in real time at different points in this episode figure out what it means to, like, play the game and have relationships that are separate. You can learn things from those relationships, but ultimately, holy crap, we love her, but shit, she's a traitor.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do, man. Okay. That's what this is. Like, it was like, kind of, I like kind of loved watching them, like, learn.
MJ is specifically too, like, the faces and the realization. I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Player of the episode, MJ. without, like, she got that shield, baby.
She got that shield. Oh, that, and the music swelling. I was like, what is this? So much to break down. But yes, I think MJ, the realization. And then I think it's funny where, like, she goes up to everyone. She's like, so we have to vote for Phaedra, right? It's like, yeah, MJ, everyone already knows this. You're just catching up here.
We've been there, but it's like so, she came to it so genuinely, like so, like she really thought about it. I love that. Like, I want every single one of these people that play these games to like, like really like come up with their own thoughts about it, you know?
Okay,
she really broke away. The first of the Phaedra loyals to say her name, so.
But you're right. And then the Sheree conversation with Phaedra, it was like, it was hard to watch, but also like riveting. I don't know. I was just like, oh my God.
It was
like
cinema. I mean, it was incredible. It was like, that's why you love reality TV, because like if you had written that in a script, it would be cringy. But it's like actually just they're having this conversation and so intense.
And these women know how to make good television. Oh. Like, it was a whole moment. I loved it.
I had the mist. There's like one slight tear.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're starting to, I don't know how you feel about it, like, talk more about, like, I think it was Sandra or maybe it was CT. But Sandra's, her strategy, she was basically like, I'm going to get people to trust me so they want to go to the end with me, which is smart. And CT or what somebody says it, and it's like, they're keeping the traitor around because they want to bring them to the end. And I'm like, yes, we're actually talking about this now. Okay, this is a strategy where where you know the traitor, but like you need to bring a traitor to the end, right? Because otherwise the show is never going to end. They're just going to keep recruiting. So like, I thought it was interesting that they started talking about that, showing that. And I do think Sandra, I don't know how you feel. I feel like Sandra's sort of known all, like, known the traitors for a while and just kind of, I mean, we saw our buddy up to Phaedra.
I mean, like, if Sandra is, like, I would say she's, like, the most patient player. Like, I would say her patience is, like, the thing that is, like, separating her, especially in this game. And, like, in this game, they're just, like, everyone's ultimately a casualty, you know? Like, I mean, everyone's really a casualty. And that also is, like, the mission of Sandra's whole strategy always is if it's not me, it's you, you know. It's like all about casualties. And so it's like, I just think she's, I think she's doing a really good job. She's in a really good position right now. And I think she knows that Kate is a traitor. I think she knows based
Let's talk about it. Again, guys, we're jumping around, but it is what it is.
Is that okay? Now you know what it's like to be in my brain.
No, but that's, it's like, that's how I'm thinking as well. It's like, the Kate, the one thing, and I understand, like, she's frustrated with Phaedra a little bit. I didn't really understand why she was so upset that Phaedra was sort of, like, exhausted. It's like, I don't know, I didn't get it. And she got really, like, I'm writing her name down, and
I know, the chalk sounds the chalk. Like, so hard. Like, you just know how dark that chalk is going to be.
And then she says, you're more selfish than, what was it?
More skillful.
And I'm like, who would say that other than another traitor, right? Well, right. That's what Sandra picked up on. So like, talk to me. Why do you, so you think Sandra knows?
I mean, Sandra in that last like 30 seconds of the episode, we see Sandra being like, so what's that about? You know, just like.
I love her.
She's all casual with like a nut in hand, you know? Like, what does that mean? You know? And Kate didn't do like a great job. Of deflecting or like trying to come up with a reason to do it. I think she really slipped up. I mean, I think Kate's superpower is her mouth in some ways. You know, I mean, like her mouth is what kept her safe in season one, and which is why she's like a great faithful, honestly. You know, like this, so I think Sandra's onto her, but I'm curious to see what Sandra does now, because like Sandra should want to get out more faithfuls, but there isn't another opportunity, right?
That's the thing. I'm a little confused.
Alan, there's one more murder?
There's one more murder.
Right.
And then...
So Kate's gotta murder Sandra.
Well, yeah.
Kate has to murder Sandra. I'm like getting all verklempt here. Like she's got to. Does she realize that? Like, that's what's killing me. I'm getting itchy thinking about it. Like, watching them in the turret was making me itchy. It's because, like... So I...
Wait, you're right.
because like, because the fact that Sandra even picked, I hope Kate is, Kate's so good with people. It's like, I said this about the Real Housewives, is that like, unfortunately the like natural game that comes from being like a real housewife in terms of like how you are socially, they like didn't quite, or, and you know, some of them are only figuring out now how to translate that into a game strategy. But like Kate, does she, has she made that leap? Have we thought about that? Like, yeah, I mean, worry for her. Yeah, I love Kate. Like, I'm rooting for Kate, you know?
I mean, she's, I love Kate. I loved her on Below Deck. She's amazing television. You know, so she, like you said, it's hard to root sometimes. Like when she was coming for Dan, I'm like, Dan, like, I just, I'm always like, my faves are fighting. It's so hard to root for people. But yeah, there's just, I just don't know how Sandra, if Sandra, Sandra must, if she gets murdered, then I don't, then maybe Kate wins. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends. It's like going to depend on like, you know, obviously what we don't see in the editing is like, who else did Sandra at least plant that seed with, or who did she, you know, like, did she at least say to someone, maybe MJ? I mean, MJ would be a great person if she's noticing that MJ was willing to go against Phaedra. Clearly MJ is like trying to get her head in the game. Like that would probably be who I would go to, and maybe CT, you know, like, so hoping that they like can pick up on some stuff maybe. But also, MJ, the best.
MJ did catch Kate last episode too, being like, "You're acting weird."
That's true. Like right away, like immediately.
I know. It's like, it maybe, like
what even happened? Like, how long are the takes in between knocks? Like, we didn't see any content from Kate.
I know, you know, you're right.
Those took like all day, but like, how long does this take? Anyway.
You know what scene I also love? Fucking Sandra. She's watching them for, and she's like, "I'm gonna go out there and see if they stop talking."
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm gonna see if they stop. She's, also, I just have to say at breakfast, because we have to, I just feel like MJ saying people in England don't get Botox.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was excellent.
I just, they were like, we don't know. He could be 50 or 80. Like, we have no idea how old this man is.
That moment, CT being like, I want to be like him when I grow up. And it's like, how old is he? Maybe.
CT has, like, such fun one-liners, like, throughout the episode. I mean.
Oh, good. Last man standing.
Last man standing. What were you? Were you into the Phaedra and CT showman situation?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still hoping for a little something, you know.
they just like, I don't know. It's kind of hot. I think they should just
lit. Absolutely. I mean, listen, they're in hotels at night, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I support it. Absolutely. Okay, so yeah, so, and I like that that Phaedra didn't take it personal. Like, it was playful with him, CT coming after. And then I think he even said, like, you were one of the best traders or whatever. And
yeah,
like,
you're that's sweet. Absolutely. Well, and I love that she, who was she going to vote for? I love that she threw her vote right back at CT.
Yes.
Like, that was like, that was like game sees game, you know? That was like, I don't know. I thought it was like respectful, you know? Yes. Actually, like sharing respect for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Izzy, we have to talk about this because I officially think these missions are like dead. They're broken because CT and Trishelle did the whole mission.
Okay, but this is what I was like just saying this to Paige before. I was like, no, this season of The Traitors is giving all of our little like reality TV junkie like itches, like we're being scratched because like we get to see the Housewives. We got to see a little Dan Janelle. We got the Survivor things in there, you know, and they've been playing, you know, Sandra's been our strategist really, you know, and we got Real Housewives, if I didn't say it right, like we're seeing all, especially this episode, it's like we got that heartfelt drama, and then we got our challengers coming in clutch in the wetsuits.
That's true. I mean, I felt like I was watching The Challenge.
And honestly, it's like, yeah, it's like Wipeout meets The Challenge, you know?
And they're just, the girls are like, Kate's just like, yeah, you go. I'm good over here.
I don't care. We all know the final mission is going to be for whatever amount of money we didn't win, so I don't care.
I just love how Alan was literally laughing how pathetic these people are, and he's like, you've got $800 worth of gold. I'm like, $800 to Phaedra is pennies.
Right, I know.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah, I mean, I like gasped out loud when Kate hit the corner. Just poof. Yeah.
And yeah, the MJ of it all was just like, it almost reminded me of like Ceri during that challenge on Survivor, right?
Balance beam challenge.
Yes. Yeah. It was like the music and everyone's watching and everyone's, you know.
It's like everyone's trying to get you through it. I mean, she did it. I don't know. It's like, I think the missions, I think they're better this season in terms of like incorporating ways of like getting a shield, and that a shield is something you can win like at every mission.
Yeah,
there's only like a couple of them that Ari got every single time.
Let's and then talk about him.
right. Oh my God. Shouldn't say that name. Who? And so, and, but I think still the missions are kind of like tangential to the show, you know? So I hope, the traders seem to be like listening to the fans or whatever. So I'm hoping, you know, we get some cool production changes on that front. Cause
I agree. Yeah. I also really respect Phaedra for being like, cause I think I'd be like this. I'd be like, shut up. I know you're cheering me on, but please just shut up.
Right. I just need to know that you're not looking at me actually.
Right.
Can you like, all, I don't know, want to, like do something else for a little bit? Yeah. Formal Phaedra. I mean,
I loved it. I loved it. Okay, so we got to the banishment. I think that's where we're at, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I think they didn't even try to make it seem like it's anyone else than Phaedra. I don't, right? They're like,
It does make me like curious about like, you know, I wish there was a live feed of like the hours before the round table, because like seemingly, like, I think that one conversation out on the balcony or whatever that Kate had about it being Sandra was the only time another name was mentioned. Like, it must be. Like, there was just no... Yeah.
I will say, I don't want Kate coming for Sandra, but I thought that pitch was interesting. That, hey, you know Phaedra's a traitor, save her for tomorrow and try to get out the other traitor that you think is in the game. What did you think about
it? She didn't stick. I agree. I agree with that. And I think Sandra has been trying to play that way, right? Like keeping traitors around.
Yep.
So I think, I ultimately think that's a great strategy as a faithful, and probably the only way to win as a obviously, but like the only way to win as a faithful. But I think it's like, she didn't stick with that too much. Like, it's like, she didn't know that actually that's the most compelling argument to put it on Sandra. So that's like a little disappointing. It's like almost too next level, right? It's like, it's like strategy textbook two, you know?
True. I was impressed with Kate saying it, because Kate's not a gamer. So like, I was like, okay, Kate, but now it brings up, should she not murder Sandra? Because maybe Sandra's the only other name out there. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's true. That's like,
like, you can't say, oh, it's Sheree. You know what I mean? Like,
but like, wow, if it was Sheree, it's like the best game ever. No, Sheree's, I know.
Sheree's going to end up winning with Sandra, I feel like, so.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. That's, I mean, I guess that's a good point. Cause like, who else are you going to put it on?
Yeah. That's maybe true. maybe she kills Trishel. I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, probably only because like, those were the only two names that they were deciding between before.
True.
And so, you know. So Kate will be like, well, okay. I'm worried that Kate will be in the turret all by herself being like, I don't know. I don't care. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You know, like a very Kate.
She might do that. I could see this happening.
You're totally right. At random, you know?
Yeah. I just think that Sandra bit at the end was huge. And I'm curious.
The problem is it's like, maybe it's because Kate was brought in late, you know, that really does affect like someone's trajectory. But I think like, even if she keeps Sandra, don't you think that like everyone is more likely to believe Sandra over Kate at this point?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
I mean, Sandra's always right.
This? Are we like calling it right now? Like, it does feel like her game to lose at this point.
Izzy, I've seen all the traders. I've like watched all of them, but I like confuse them sometimes. I know if the traders are left at the end, there's some kind of like stealing situation, but if it's all faithfuls and they split it, right? Like they split. So if it's like CT, Sandra and Sheree, they get out Kate, they just split the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Doesn't that feel like not as good?
Can we switch this up or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree that like, yeah, the satisfying win is going to be a single winner on this, or a traitor, like, you know, yeah, yeah. I mean, and there's no way, I don't think, right, and there's no way for Sandra at this point to win alone. It's going to be a group of them, or
yeah. Kate. Unless she keeps, she's like, all right, actually it is Kate, but yeah, unless she banishes a faithful on purpose, which I think she might, I don't.
Well, you would have to, because, like, you wouldn't even go to the fire.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Right? If they, well, but there is no more banishments, right?
Yeah, you're right. I think it just,
okay, goes straight to the fire. One murder. There's a final mission.
Yeah.
And then straight to fire. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to go banishment, final mission, fire. So, yeah. So there's, yeah. So it's either going to be like, what, four faithfuls win or something?
Something like that. Which.
Black. No, I don't like it.
Do you think if they offered some kind of stealing situation, that Sandra would be like, all right, I'll take this money?
Maybe stealing in what way? Like some sort of twist that would mean one person would win, yeah, by the vote.
I don't think.
I mean, I think Sandra would be the one to do it. I mean, this is the problem with that. Not the problem. Because I bite my tongue, because it's like, I want everyone to be so studied up, you know, like, I'm like, no, yeah, one, like, the people that are left, like, I would say CT and Trishelle, but they're, you know who Sandra is, but I don't think Kate does really in the same way. So I think that's, could be probably like a problem for her. But it's true. Like, these games are fun kind of when people don't know each other. Right. Cause it's like, yeah, all about what you do in that game. I mean, yeah. So,
yeah. All right. So final predictions in terms of, like, who do we think is going to, who's Kate going to murder and who's going to win this game? What do we think?
It's not what I want her to do, but I maybe think she's going to murder Trishelle. I would say maybe Sandra is up there just because she came for Kate. So I think she's going to think about it. So I would say Trishelle's maybe more likely, but maybe Sandra's also on the list.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. Was there a chatter of that? I can't remember.
No, I think that, yeah, it's so hard to say. I think Sandra or Trishelle will be murdered. I'm not sure which one. And I actually don't know. Like, I still think regardless, Kate probably loses to the faithfuls. Yeah. I feel like the faithfuls win. I don't know. I've actually felt that for, like, most of the season. I was like, I feel like the faithfuls end up winning. Because Trishelle and Sandra, like, they're all, like, they know what they have pretty good reads. I mean,
well, and also, like, I don't want to be, you know, I don't, listen, I'm not,
here's the disclaimer,
disclaimer, because I desperately want to play a game again in my life, or several, but I do think that for, like, a franchise like this, it is very useful to show that faithfuls can win the game, because, like, if you do too many seasons with only traitors winning, it's kind of like, okay, well, why would anyone be invested if they weren't a traitor on the game? So I do think that, like, for the good of the longevity of the game,
good point.
You know, faithfuls winning sometimes. I'm definitely team traitor. Like, let's go, you know.
I was going to say, if you play, would you want to be, like, obviously your traitors have an advantage. But how do you think you would do as a traitor?
Well, it's funny because I did the, Rob's.
Oh yeah, I watched it. Online, it was so traders, fun.
And I was a traitor, which I was super excited about.
Yeah.
And I had a good time. And of course, like, there's weirdness because it's not in person and everything happens so fast, you know, which really, that was like, I know that I move at light speed, but that maybe was too fast for me. but I don't know. I've thought about it a lot, of course, because I can't stop. And I don't know. Part of me is like, I think I might be a better faithful. Like, in some ways, I think maybe, like, yeah, the chaos, the loud, the all over the place, like, maybe is good as a faithful, like, that I would be able to be more natural and that would serve me. So I hate it because I'm team traitor, but
yeah,
I really think maybe I would play a better game as a faithful.
Or start as a faithful and hope to get recruited, because absolutely, then you can already get your hooks in people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would love to be a friend of the traitors. That's the most powerful position, you know?
You are a friend of Cerise. Yeah. Yeah. You're the ultimate traitor.
Man, and I want you to know that I would have thrown whatever fire and been like, this is a traitor right here. I would have called her out.
Oh my
3, Let It Be Known.
Okay. All right. Who else from like the reality TV world would you want to see play this game?
Oh, Any those names? Are good questions. I should have thought about that before this. I should have known. But who do I want to see play?
Well, you can think like Big Brother, Survivor.
No, I know. Now I'm thinking. Let's see. Oh, let's get. I think we should get more Dancing with the Stars people in there.
Okay.
I think that Max, do you even remember that he was on this season?
I forgot.
Was actually pretty intuitive. I would like to see my guy Val.
Val, yeah.
I would like to see my guy Val on the Traitors. I don't know. Let's get, I think, some more below deck people.
Yes.
Oh, God, that below Aisha. Deck. Aisha would be amazing on the Traitors.
I was talking to Daisy. I would love to see Daisy on the Traitors too.
Oh,
sailing yacht.
Yes. Oh my God. I mean, I think Maria from this current season of The Bachelor would be okay. Amazing on the Traitors. I think, I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Let's put Davon on the Traitors. Yeah. Oh, let's get Davon on the Traitors. Let's get, yeah, I don't know. I guess I could keep going. I just think it's cool. Like I think a lot of people would be very fun to watch. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, they're casting season 3 now, so I think the show's just getting more and more popular, so I feel like the pockets are now deeper and they're just going to get these big names, like, I don't know, like Tony Vellacho is randomly coming back on social media.
Oh, right, yeah.
What is this about?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Like, why is he like, he did this before Winners at War. Like, he just shows up, hey guys, I'm back. Right, I'm so like,
clearly we're going to see him on something. Yeah.
I mean, I know no information, guys. I'm not like trying to convert. I just think it's a little sus.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, he's just observing behavior and making assumptions. Okay, we're playing here, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, okay. And also, any other or any predictions for the reunion? Because they're filming it, I think, like next week, and I feel like it's gonna be a little messy. No.
I mean, of course, like there's got to be a fight involving Dan. There's gonna be Peter drama. There's gonna be so much Peter drama. Right. I mean, Johnny Bananas has been setting up this damn reunion from the beginning. He hasn't shut up on Twitter and all of that. He's got so much, like, he's so bitter.
Yes.
He's so bitter. You know, he probably felt so invincible walking into that house, you know. But yeah, so I think Johnny Bananas is going to try to eat up a lot of airtime.
Yep. You're totally right.
Yeah, and I mean, we're absolutely going to dive into the Phaedra charade, this, you know, like, the whole relationship of the housewives and things like that.
What, also, Larsa.
I know, I was going to say, there's tea with Larsa and what's his
name? Janelle, too. And who else? Oh, yeah. and the boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. What's his name?
Marcus.
I can't remember their name.
They're, like, back together already.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm sure I would have to assume Andy Cohen would bring that up, but.
Ooh, I hope so.
Like, hey, you guys broke up for 5 minutes. Like what? I don't know.
Yeah. Like after this show, like.
But also Larsa versus Janelle.
Yeah. That's going to be a thing.
And Tamra versus Parv.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really bothered by the Tamra coming for Parv thing because it's like this. It's totally misguided, like, all of the things that she said about Parvati. And it's just, like, I don't know. Can't we just ultimately, like, respect each other? Like, everyone is, like, playing this game. I don't really understand that kind of thing. But I'm also, like, not really an internet person. So.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, someone will tweet out the quote from the interview. And I'm definitely not the first person to be like, well, you need context. But it's true. Like, I didn't watch the interview, but I'm sure... I don't know. I'm sure Parv was being a little shady, but like it wasn't that deep, I'm sure, from Parv.
Yeah.
And Tamra really like did not like it.
So upset. Yeah. I mean they're gonna have words. I mean I think yeah. I think the Housewives are gonna show us how to have a reunion show.
Fair. Dan has a lot of bullets coming his way too.
Like. Oh, I mean listen, I'll say it, I'll take the heat. I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
It's gonna be fun.
Give it to him, yeah.
Well, anything else we didn't talk about, Izzy? I feel like, did we miss anyone? Is anyone in the cast we didn't talk about?
Oh my God. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Should we pour a proper one out for John?
I was going to say, what's his eulogy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, he brought poetry, if you will, to the castle. I don't know. I thought he was kind of great on the show for TV purposes. You know what I mean? Like he was
when
in
he
it.
Was, when he was first cast, I'm like, why is this guy there?
Yeah.
And he had a rough start, but like.
Yeah. He settled in.
And he had some great moments. And I loved when CT did the impression of him too. I thought that was hilarious.
So good. I mean, he's like an undeniable character, you know?
Yeah. 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 And then obviously a eulogy for Phaedra. I'll let you give it. But for me, I'm just like, iconic television. I don't care that she didn't win. I just thought it was so fun. And she was honestly the perfect pick for a traitor, in my opinion. Dan, like, I liked the picks that they did this season.
Totally. I mean, I was Phaedra strong since the beginning. Still am Phaedra strong. Welcome, ladies, to this world of television, you know, like in this type of thing, like, because I think Phaedra was like the head of, I think she will inspire like a lot more Real Housewives and just like different people to be into this kind of game and like get into it hard. And I like love that from her. I just thought she learned so much over the, you know, you saw her like changing and trying things and just being so good with people. I hope she has a little romance out of this with her castle daddy, you know. She was a great traitor. And I absolutely think she played the best traitor game of the ones so far. So
yeah,
I think, you know, it's like, hasn't been enough time.
She was amazing. And also like, she's just somebody that like, with her background in being a mortician and having a legal background and being on television for 14 years, she was just like the perfect person to do it.
Well, yeah. And like, I guess, Phaedra, but it's like, you know, I don't think she necessarily gave up, but it was true that it was like, I used to say, don't come for Phaedra at a round table because she'll destroy you. And it just, the fire wasn't there, you know, like she didn't have it in her or something.
You could tell she was just like, cause there were, yeah. No,
go ahead. I was going to say, she's going to get her spa day. Listen, she's having her spa day.
She's like, get me out of Scotland. I'm over this. She's
like, it's wet and cold here. I don't like it. Yeah. So I'm excited to see it.
Poor one out for Phaedra, but we'll see her. Well, Izzy, this was so fun. I was saving you for the end, but now I'm kind of bummed because I want to have you back. But we'll talk about, if it's not the traitors, you're definitely coming back because I love talking about these games with you.
Thank you. I love it.
I just appreciate you doing this so much. So it was nice to catch up.
Thank you. I feel honored, you know? Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. And for the listeners, please like and subscribe. I will have an exit interview with Peter, I think, early next week. I'm trying to get one with Phaedra, but listen, I'm not going to be offended. Phaedra's probably a little pickier with her interviews because, you know, she's Phaedra. So she doesn't do one. I respect it. Still love her. but yeah, it was so nice. So thank you, Izzy, again.